Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello and welcome again to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. John chapter 14 verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And as we approach Christmas, we talk about the season of peace. Well, Jesus said, "Peace I give to you," but not the world's kind of peace. My peace. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." We live in difficult times. In this country, we're going through a very brutal recession. Thousands of people are losing their jobs. Thousands of people are losing their homes. Many people live in fear every single time the rain falls. Flooding like we've never seen before, and we didn't even have a hurricane this year. Last year, we had a hurricane, a tropical storm, Brett, for the very first time in our history. And the flooding we saw this year was worse than last year when we actually got hit by that hurricane. But those of you who are old enough will remember that 25 years ago, there was another tropical storm, also called Brett, that came very close to Trinidad in 1993. And that storm eventually went between Trinidad and Tobago and missed us. But while the storm was coming, 1993, we didn't have internet at the time. We just depended on what we heard on the radio and so on TV, saying there's a storm coming. And many of us were, you know, really frightened because there was a sense of urgency this time, unlike other times when the storms would miss. This time, it was really urgent. So many of us spent the whole night in prayer and fasting against the storm. But there were some people who hit the streets of Port of Spain to party and to celebrate. And the journalists asked them, "Aren't you all afraid? Why aren't you in your homes? Why aren't you all protecting yourselves and your property?" They said, "What are we frightened for? God is a Trinity." And they had no fear whatsoever. And I wondered sometimes, you know, did these people have a secret that the rest of us, they weren't even children of God, but did they have some kind of secret peace in the midst of a storm that the rest of us didn't have? What was their secret? And the more I realize, the real reason they were so calm is not because they had peace. It's because they were in denial. They honestly did not believe that a storm was coming. They had peace like the world gives. Now I could prove it. Because if any one of them had got a death threat from some big gang in this country, I don't want to call names, if they had gotten a death threat against their family, I guarantee you they would not have been celebrating. They would have been in a mad panic. They would have been scrambling to get the next flight out of the country. Because what they had was not a real peace. It was just a temporary lull. It was based on the assumption that no storm was coming. It was based on denial. And yes, they turned out to be right. But if they had received a threat that was more credible to them, they would have been melting in fear. Because what they had was not real peace. So what is real peace? What is the kind of peace that could cause you to sleep in a boat in the middle of a storm and have no worries whatsoever? In this day and age, it is so easy to worry because crime is rampant. People are losing their jobs. Prices of everything is going up. It is very easy to worry. So what is the key to having this peace that doesn't worry? This peace that passes all understanding. The first thing we need to know about peace is that peace is a fruit. Galatians 5 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, as well as some other things. So peace is a fruit. A fruit is something that a tree produces naturally. If you plant a coconut tree and the tree grows up, the coconut tree doesn't have to try to meditate or concentrate hard in order to produce fruit. It just does it naturally. It doesn't have to try to use yoga or any kind of deep breathing tactics to help produce fruit. A coconut tree just produces fruit naturally. A banana tree produces fruit naturally. That's just what it does. It is automatic. And if you have a tree that's not producing fruit, then the key is to find out what is preventing that tree from producing fruit. Maybe there are weeds. Maybe the soil is not good. Maybe it's not getting enough water or sunlight. But there is some kind of hindrance. And as Christians, peace is automatic. Once you have the Holy Spirit in you and you are walking in the Spirit and not the flesh, you will automatically have peace. You don't have to try to have peace. You don't have to calm yourself down to have peace. You don't have to deep breathe. You don't have to concentrate hard. Peace is automatic. If you don't have peace and you have a lot of worries, there's a deeper reason why. And it's not demonic. It is because there are hindrances to you walking in that peace. One of the biggest hindrances, as Paul talked about, is anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, or be nervous for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. By simply not praying, we put ourselves in stress. Like the old song says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." By just not praying enough or not praying at all, not making our requests be made known to God, trying to live independently of God and not acknowledging Him in all our ways, we bring stress upon ourselves. Another hindrance to peace is when we are anxious, and the reason we are anxious is because we are holding on to material things. When we set our affections on things of this earth and not things that are above, when we lay our treasures on earth and not our treasures in heaven, then we put ourselves in stress. Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Now the assumption is, if you are holding on to things of this life, you will worry. The more you have to hold on to, the more you have to lose, the more you have to worry about. And I know that we all have possessions, and there's nothing wrong with having possessions. There's nothing wrong with having things or having a lot, but it's when you have a lot to lose that is when worries and stress come in. So you could have possessions, but if you are attached to them, that's when it becomes a problem. It is great to have possessions. We all want to win the lotto. We were all disappointed recently when somebody won the $7 million lotto and it wasn't us. We were all disappointed. It is great to have possessions. I wish I had millions of dollars. But the problem comes in when that becomes your source and you become attached to it and you set your treasure on it rather than the things that are above. And when you do that, because that is what invites stress and worry, because you have things to lose. And the Bible talks about wealth. They could just take wings and go. They're here today, gone tomorrow. If your affections are set on those things, it is impossible for you to have peace. Do you know who doesn't have any worries? Vagrants. I have never seen a vagrant stressed out. I have never seen a homeless guy lying down on a therapist's couch talking about his problems and how hard his life is. They're the happiest people. I even had a vagrant told me I was having a bad day, and a vagrant told me to cheer up. You know, these people are happy. They have no stress, no worries whatsoever, because they have nothing to lose. Yeah, of course they have nothing, but they have nothing to lose. And when we were children growing up, we were carefree. We had no worries because we didn't have a sense of what it takes to make money and to lose money. But as we grew up, we learned to be ambitious, to be competitive. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with being ambitious. But there comes a point where you must strike a balance. You don't want to be complacent, because there are some people who have no ambition at all. And there are some people who have too much ambition. We need to have the right balance. Somewhere between competition and complacency is a place called contentment. And that's where you find the peace of God. The Apostle Paul said, I know how to be abase and I know how to live in luxury. I know how to be humble and I know how to abound. I know how to have possessions and I know how to have nothing. But I learned in all things to be content. In whatever state I am in, I know how to be content. And that is the key to peace. Paul said to follow me as I follow Christ. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. The Apostle Paul was totally detached from the things of this world, and that is why he could find contentment whatever his circumstances were. And that is the key. You must be totally detached from the things of this world, and you will have 100% peace 100% of the times. And now I know that it is very difficult when you have family, you have a job, you have responsibilities, you have dependents who are looking to you. It is very difficult to be totally detached. But in our hearts, the more detached we are, the more peace we have. And the more things in this life that you're holding on to, the less peace you're going to have. That is simply a biblical fact. And no amount of concentration or confession or declarations could change that. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. And unless you get self and the flesh out of the way, you cannot really flow in peace. At least not God's peace. Not the peace that He gave. If you're still looking for Christmas gifts, I recommend our book, Small Devil, Big God. It'll be a tremendous gift to your friends. Let me read what some people on Amazon have to say about Small Devil, Big God. One person wrote, I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read each word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off of me. The funny thing is, I didn't even know I was in bondage. I just thought I didn't have enough anointing, authority, or power to defeat the devil in my life. Does that sound at all familiar? I have tried every formula preached to try to get victory over various trials. Nothing worked. I didn't know why, and I was ready to give up. Does that sound like you? Now, I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Does that sound familiar? Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. And that's just one of many testimonies by somebody called Chaska French. I have no idea who this person is. I don't even know if this person is male or female. This person is somebody who bought our book on Amazon and who was completely blessed by it. And I promise that this book will be a tremendous gift for you, your family, and your friends this Christmas. Of course, you could get the book on Amazon, but if you want a personalized autographed copy and you live in Trinidad, call us at 343-5014 and we'll arrange to get a copy to you. The book is called Small Devil, Big God. I am Denver Chady, and our number again is 343-5014. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you next year. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful 2019. Thank you.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.